in fact, it's Friday, and here we are having fun at 5:39. What do you say, Dave?
Yeah, so I thought for Friday fun, I would bring some classic audio.
We have a sponsor.
American Leak Detection.
Didn't mean to interrupt you.
So, over the last 2 weeks, Hardline P1s have been getting to know me because it's been a while since I've been on the ticket on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were plenty of afternoon drive P1s that have no clue. They never listened on the weekends back in the day. They haven't heard me fill in. They don't know anything about me. And so over the last 2 weeks, you've gotten to see how empty my bag is. But I wanted to give you guys a little peek into what I've done in the past. Some classic audio, if you will.
That's awesome. I think this is a great idea.
You know, and as we've been going through the last 2 weeks, really, my goal has been to walk before you run.
Take it slow.
I've been trying to go with the flow, fit in where I can, do the benchmark segments that have been entrusted to me.
Sport your tail off with Corby gone.
Yeah, and having to pick up some sports slack without Corby here.
Yeah.
And my colossal lack of knowledge, as we saw on Stump Sturm.
Hey, dude.
I would have guessed Joe DiMaggio had 3,000 hits also.
Sure. But
you're just one of us.
Yes.
One of us.
So I guess what I am most well known for by old school P1s is my stints on Saturday mornings, first with Gordon on the rant, and then after the rant was retired with the orphanage featuring myself and the late, great Danny Bayless.
That's right.
And who you killed.
Before
yes,
you guys feuded.
Who I murdered in a fight to the death. I threw him off a cliff, and I took his seat from him. But I'm going to play some rant audio. And so the reason I want to play this, one, is to plant the seed that maybe in the future, after we've learned how to walk and we're ready to sprint, that maybe characters can become a part of the Hardline again.
Incredible.
I don't know. Maybe P1s don't want characters.
Maybe they don't like fun.
Maybe they just want sports, and that's fine.
Maybe they just want Jalen Brunson segments.
But
forever.
If you think that you might want bits in the future, I just want to introduce you to one of the characters that is in my stable.
Okay.
So
what do we got today?
This dates back to the early days of the rant, probably 99, somewhere around there, 2000. And if you listen to the Musers, you know the concept of the pop-up character. Sometimes it's a couple of words that sound like someone's name, and then Gordon will just,
"Hey guys."
"Hey guys."
And sometimes it's within a live spot, and George will come in as the representative of the sponsor that Gordon is talking about. And so this was kind of born on the rant. And Gordon did many pop-up characters. One of his more famous ones was he did a press conference as a rat who had chewed a baby's face off.
Man,
Corby did one as the placenta that was buried underneath a tree. I don't even know what the story was.
I can't remember either.
Generally, it would just be born out of our ridiculous conversations, and then someone either would just chime in as the character or pick up the phone and dial in as the character, or in this case, Gordon throwing me under the bus. So there's two clips here. The first bit is Gordon doing a live spot for Frank Parra, and there's a charity called Irving Cares that is going to be appearing at this, and confusion ensued.
Oh.
Hey.
What's up?
I guess this is a live spot, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we want to talk about what's going on today. From 1 to 3, I'm going to be at Frank Parra Autoplex. And they have a big deal going on at Frank Parra Autoplex today. They have the Camaro Legends Tour today at Frank Parra. It's a two-day-only tour. Now, I think it ends today, so this is the last day of it. You need to come out there. Yeah. They have classic Camaros out there, as well as entertaining exhibits and fun Sega Daytona 2 interactive race games. Now, if you participate in the Sega interactive game, you can receive $500 worth of a discount towards any Camaro purchase. Admission is absolutely free. And Frank Parr Autoplex, by the way, has over 150 Camaros in stock. They have the best inventory of Camaros in North Texas. And there's a charity tie-in, Davey.
Oh, really?
Irving Cares, who joins me right now. Hi, Irving.
Hello.
Irving Cares will be on site today during the Camaro event, collecting food and cash donations.
Yes, I will. I have a big burlap sack, and you can put all your donations in it. Especially the cans.
Irving Cares is a nonprofit organization benefiting needy families in Irving. Oh, it's not a guy.
No, I don't profit at all.
So come out to Frank Parr Autoplex. I'll be there from 1 to 3 today. Are we going to have any K-Ticket CDs?
Only at Christmas.
What?
Yes.
What? Okay, so we'll be out there 1 to 3, and we'll have some ticket T-shirts and good stuff. Come out, Frank Parr Autoplex, for the Camaro Legends Tour today, 1 to 3, 1 mile west of Texas Stadium on Highway 183 in Irving.
Bye, Camaros.
My name's not Camaro.
So we're coming back from the break.
KTCK, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Live spots used to be at the end of break.
The Ticket. 10:48 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Why are we playing this theme song here?
Make love, Juby.
What?
Make love to Irving Cares.
What? What? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Hey, Irving, you still there, buddy?
Yep.
What are you up to today?
Collecting cans.
You are?
Frank Barrett.
You,
come out and see Gordon and make love to me.
What are you talking about, Irving? why are you telling people to do that to you?
Show how much you love Irving.
Oh, gosh.
Moving on.
Okay.
Okay, so that was the first appearance of Irving Cares.
My face hurts so bad.
I mean, it's the stupidest thing ever, but that's what pop-up characters do, right? They just fill time and...
This takes me back, man.
They say non sequiturs. That's what they do.
Well done.
So there was another Frank Parra spot later. And, of course, Irving reappeared.
He came back?
Something great going on today at Frank Parr Autoplex, and I'm going to be fortunate enough to be there. From 1 till 3 today, I'll be at Frank Parr Autoplex experiencing the Camaro Legends Tour. Now, this is the last day of the Camaro Legends Tour. It features classic Camaros, as well as entertaining exhibits and fun Sega Daytona 2 interactive race games. Great thing for the kids. If your dad has some children... And you have the kids today? Bring them out to Frank Parr Autoplex, because for your participation in the Sega Interactive game, you can receive a $500 discount good towards any Camaro purchase, and admission is absolutely free. Frank Parr Autoplex has the largest and most incredible inventory of Camaros in North Texas, over 150 Camaros in stock, and the good news is that Frank Parr is doing something for charity Irving area. Irving Cares will be on site today during the Camaro event. Hey, Irving.
How you doing?
You will be collecting food and cash donations, won't you, Irving?
I certainly will. And you can throw me on the hood of a Camaro and make love to me.
What? No.
Hit me over the head with a can of soup and make love to me.
What? Okay, no... Please ignore that, P1, because Irving Cares is not a guy that talks like Yoda. Irving Cares is a nonprofit organization benefiting needy families in Irving. So if you do have some canned goods or you have some extra cash you'd like to donate to Irving Cares, come on out there. Frank Parr Autoplex. I'll be there from 1 till 3 today. And Irving Cares, the fake guy, will not be there.
We'll be there.
No. No. You're not going to be there, fake Irving Cares. The real Irving Cares is going to be there.
Make love to him, then.
No, he's not a guy. He's not a guy. Stop saying that stuff. Frank Parr Autoplex, 1 mile west of Texas Stadium on Highway 183 in Irving. And you know, no, don't sing yet. I'm telling about the great deals at Frank Parr Autoplex. I've been driving them for 2 years now. And
we're over a minute.
What's that?
Longer than a minute.
Yeah, I know. I'm giving Frank Parr a little extra here because I feel so bad about the appearance that you had on the live spot.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay. Frank Parr Chevrolet, located 1 mile west of Texas Stadium on Highway 183 in Irving between Carl Road and O'Connor. I'll see you today from 1 to 3.
Okay.
No, not you.
Parra people and Parra prices make the difference at Frank Parr.
If you mix vodka, orange juice, and milk of magnesia, would you get a Phillips screwdriver? Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. Who is that guy? Why does he always want people to make love to him?
Well, I have to do a make good for that spot.
I know. Dang you.
This wasn't me. It was Irving Cares.
No, it wasn't Irving Cares.
Gen X Davey.
Whoa.
Oh, although I do wish that he had not appeared in anything associated with Frank Parr Autoplex, but I do think he has promise.
He may be in the Rant Farm system. For
yeah, he's in the Rant Farm system.
Underdeveloped characters.
Yeah, he's just a guy who always wants people to hit him over the head and make love to him.
Throw him on the hood of cars.
Such a dumb, dumb premise. But it was milked for all it was worth. And so later, Irving Cares was lost into ticket history for forever.
Yeah.
But friends like the Unticket made sure that it lived on.
Yes.
And to the point that a few years ago, at the beginning of COVID, Gordon wanted to have Irving Cares on to talk about COVID. It turned out that Irving Cares, the guy, not the charity,
yeah,
was patient zero in the United States for COVID. And that was another stream of consciousness bit. I guess there were funny lines, and I don't remember. Now we've decided that Irving Cares, the guy, is spelled with an E and a K, whereas the charity is spelled with an I and a C.
I see.
So he's in no way affiliated with the fine organization Irving Cares.
He's pressing charges, though, for taking the name, since he was around first.
Yeah, so anyway, he does exist. He has appeared on the Hot Push previously.
Yes.
And so he is a potential guest on a future Hardline program. I don't know.
I'm so excited.
You know, he's evolved. He's a scripted character now. He's not just fly by the seat of your pants rant style. But, you know, anyway.
I also like, was that Doc?
Yeah,
Doc
Morgan. Yeah,
the old might be voice able to guy. Dig that up
the
somewhere.
Old voice guy before Conrad.
I looked
that's,
for it.
That's right. That's
I like
fantastic.
That.
Very
Irving
exciting.
Irving Care sounds really cute.
Yeah. It's one
it's
of those
a cute you, little voice.
He's kinky.
It's one of those things you have 1 second to come up with a voice.
No, that's the best part is that it's not like some amazing voice. It's just like a little voice.
Oh, wait a minute. Who's this?
That was so good.
That's awesome, Davey.
All right. Friday fun for you.
You've brought
rant
fun
flashback
to Friday. And boy, the flashbacks are fantastic.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.